within the industry, I guess in the last decade, what we're seeing is quite a significant change in how the industry is structured and operating. And I guess we see at the SIA that the timing is aligning quite well to finally have the necessary discussions within Australia to consider how we can actually grow the space industry, and in particular, how we can bring together a national space program and an Australian space agency. So turning to the white paper itself, what we found through the research is that Australia has around a 0.8% of the global space industry, by some estimates. Given our share of the global economy is around 1.8%, we believe Australia is missing out and punching under its weight in the sector. The space industry itself is a highly dynamic and growing industry globally, with a growth rate of around 11%, which is significantly above most industries, and an industry size of about $330 billion US. Once the domain of large nation states with big budgets, I guess most people typically think of NASA and landing on the moon when they think space, the industry has become agile and driven by commercial entrants. Particularly, we're seeing a lot of growth out of the technology sector and a lot of Silicon Valley startups at the moment. And we're seeing the rise of entrants like SpaceX, Virgin Galactic, OneWeb and Amazon's Blue Origin. Satellites themselves are becoming relatively cheap to produce and launch, particularly with technology such as CubeSats. And as a side, Australia has 3 CubeSats launching in the next week or two, just as a representation of how quickly the industry is changing. Furthermore, in 2015, we saw global venture capital invested in space ventures that was more than the entire 15 years combined. So we're really seeing a lot of shifts in the industry, moving away from a large government-structured sector to far more of a startup venture capital-type sector at the moment. And a reflection of that we're actually seeing in Australia, there's a number of new space startup companies. In fact, I can hear a number of the names on the call who are new space startup companies, a number of whom are actually raising capital or have completed capital raises recently, and they're driving the creation of new jobs in the sector. So all of that considered, we believe it's time for Australia to embrace the industry to help drive economic growth whilst addressing national priorities through space technology. The white paper itself allowed us some examples into similar nations around the world, and particularly I would note the UK experience where they moved to a space agency model after many years of debating similar to Australia. And the space agency there is certainly underpinned by an industry growth target perspective. The white paper itself also highlights the high dependence of the Australian economy on space-derived services and data, and how Australia has a vital national interest in maintaining our secure access to these space services and data. We also argue that a sovereign space capability is essential as geopolitics is becoming less certain globally at the moment. So what are we proposing within the white paper? We are proposing that the Australian government should commit to a set of bold and ambitious growth targets. We've said in the short term, we should look at doubling the size of the industry within the next 5 years. It's bold but achievable. It would get us back to roughly parity of where we should be from an economic sense. And then we're proposing a longer term target to capture 4% share of the world's market within 20 years. At that point, we would have a certainly vibrant industry and be starting to deliver on many of the things that Michael outlined before. In doing so, in setting these targets, we believe the government would signal strongly to the market that it intends to become a serious player in the industry, and that as a nation we'll move away from being a very passive consumer to one that's actively going to help shape the future of the space sector globally. It would also provide a rallying point for industry, driving growth in the sector, as well as, and Michael touched on it, delivering both spin-out and spin-in technologies from related industries such as defence, aerospace and science industries. To achieve all of this, we're proposing that Australia develops a national space program implemented and overseen by an Australian space agency, reporting directly to the minister. In the white paper, we've started to actually progress the thinking a bit of what we believe an Australian space agency should be doing, the first of which is to address Australian national priorities through a national space program and driving industry growth. The second, as Michael touched on, it's very important that a space agency owns the international and legal aspects of the space domain through policy and law initiatives. And finally, as Michael alluded to, there would be nothing more inspiring for a young student who's thinking of going to a science path than to see that Australia is serious about inspiring our next generation through STEM and outreach efforts. Finally, we believe that the eyes of the space world will be watching the IOC 27 Congress that will happen in Adelaide in September, and the timing would be right for the Australian government to demonstrate its commitment to the sector at that Congress.